up at the 20-yard line, and Klostner will pick it up there. He's trying to cut back to the outside. Klostner's got some room, 25, calling for blockers, 30, 35, before he's knocked out of bounds. So Tioga will go right to left on your radio dial to start the third quarter.
Nice little play by Klostner. He picked up the ball about the 15-yard line, got it out to the 20 as he came to the left-hand sideline, but then he cut back, and he went back up his sideline and got it out to the 35. So good return on the kickoff.
So to start the second half, it is 42-6, Tioga on top of Sydney. Still a lot of time left in this ball game, but Tioga has been in control of this one so far. Let's see what halftime adjustments Sydney made, and if they can come out and try to play hard here in the second half, maybe make some headway to get back in this ball game. It is the Section 4 Class D football championship game here tonight under the lights at Binghamton Alumni Stadium. Tioga runs the ball on first and 10 with Justin Rockwell, and Tim, see if you agree with me here. Sydney's going to have to find a way to stop Tioga. Otherwise, they could chew some serious clock here in the second half with this lead.
Yeah, they definitely need to get a stop on this first drive right away. A good three and out would be a really good thing for the Warriors to build up some momentum. I mean, you got a 36-point deficit, so you really got to do whatever you're going to do and do it fast.
So, Tioga, let's see early on what their strategy is and if they really take their time, work the play clock, and try to chew up some of this game clock, as we're about a minute into the third quarter here with Tioga leading 42-6. Hutchinson will hand off an inside run to Max Johnson, and he's brought down. Good job by the Sydney line, including Lucas Tanner, to pull him down.
Yeah, the Sydney Warriors have done a really nice job on the defense on the inside. When they've run those inside dives, Tioga that being, the Warriors have been up to the task and have stopped them. Where they have the problem is when Hutchinson comes down the line with that option look and there's nobody there, and he just turns it up the field and he's easily getting a first down and maybe even more.
So this will be a 3rd and 7 for Tioga. Ball is at the 36-yard line. Tioga making some substitutions on the far side. Clock is stopped, and now the whistle will get it going again. 42-6 to score, the Tigers on top of the Sydney Warriors. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on CDO. We're nice and toasty in the booth here, but it is a little chilly out there tonight after the sun has gone down here at Binghamton Alumni Stadium. And a slight breeze as well. Klostner's in motion. They'll hand off to him. A sweep from left to right. He gets to the 35, turns the corner to the 40. 45, 50. Klostner has got some room. He's at the 35 to the 30. Flags on the play. Klostner's still running down to the 10 to the 5, and he is in for a Tioga Tigers touchdown, but we'll see if the flags bring it back.
Yeah, and I think everybody knew the flags happened because everybody stopped.
Even Klostner looked.
Yeah, he looked back to say, well, should I keep going? What am I doing here? But he did score, so we'll see if it's against Tioga or if it's against the Warriors.
I have followed Klostner throughout his career. Of course, he was on the championship team a couple of years ago, but he's also a heck of a basketball player. And he's being heavily recruited by some schools for football and basketball.
Nice.
So, and you can see why.
Yeah, legal use of the hands against the Tioga Tigers, and that will take that touchdown off the board and back up the Tigers for this next third down play.
Otherwise, that would have been about a 60-yard touchdown run by Klostner, who has been great on both sides of the ball here tonight, not only covering Liam Matthews, but also just getting involved wherever he can on offense. And you can see, boy, if he had been in there last week, he would have been really helpful against Harper's Elafton.
Two interceptions.
Yeah, and so
on both sides, definitely making a push for
all-purpose. Yeah. And so here we go. This will be a 3rd and 10 for Tioga now. They are pushed back to their own 33-yard line. Hutchinson is now in the shotgun. One wide receiver split out each way. Option pitch. No, he's going to keep it himself. Hutchinson dragging some tacklers forward and out to the 39-yard line. So this is going to be about a 4th and 5 coming up, and we will see if Tioga punts it away.
Yeah, it looks like they're bringing a bunch of new guys in off the sideline, so it does look like they may be punting here. So, like I said, nice stop for the Warriors on their first possession, 3 and out.
So Hollenbeck will come in. He is their field goal kicker, and now it looks like he will punt this away. Or will it be Hutchinson? No, it'll be Hollenbeck. He is going to punt from back at his own 25-yard line, unless we see some trickery.
Remember the fake. Yeah, I was going to say, just remember the fake that they ran against the Harpersville Hornets.
So here is the snap. It's low, and he will punt this one away. It's a line drive kick. Liam Matthews back to receive. And it will take a Tioga bounce, and Klostner is going to let this one roll inside the 15 down to the 13-yard line. And that's where Tioga will pin Sydney deep with 9:02 to go in the third quarter. It's Tioga 42 and Sydney 6. The Warriors will take over right here.
Yeah, nice little play right there. Nice punt, good flip of the field, and the Warriors are going to be deep in their end, in their zone to start their first possession in the second half. But I do want to say, I am really glad we're inside with this nice heater tonight, because my head would be cold up there tonight. Made a little stop on the way down, didn't I, Nate?
Yes, you did.
Where did I go?
It's looking pretty sharp.
Pretty sheen, isn't
it?
Yeah, it's pretty sheen.
If you don't know Tim, you know, he's sporting a new hairdo tonight. So, pass here on first and 10, out to Liam Matthews, complete, good for about 7 yards up to the 18.
And thanks to Witt's Barbershop for that.
There
nice
you go.
Nice little new look for me tonight.
Well, you said you had to stop at Afton on the way.
There
I thought, well, maybe he's getting a bite to eat, you know, fueling up for the game. But, hey, you got to have that fresh haircut. That's what
it's all about. Best looking haircut in radio.
Maintenance-free, too. I'll tell you that much. That's the best way to describe it. 8:50 to go here in the third quarter. A throw by Smith here on a first and 10, and they'll throw out to Brandon Evans up to the 25. So that was a first and 10, so that pass to Matthews was good enough for a first down on that last play for the Sydney Warriors.
Yeah, that was a nice little play right there, and it was has been working for him is that a little quick out pass, you know, maybe a little quick pop pass over top of the linebackers into the middle of the field, but nothing that they have to really stay, he has to stand in the pocket.
8:25 to go, third quarter. Tioga leads Sydney 42-6 in the Section 4 Class D Championship football game. Smith drops back, throws across the middle, complete, and it's at the 30 to the 35. Good for a first down to Mosier out at the 37. And the young man called up from Modify has been having a great night.
Yes, he has. He dropped his first ball, and we said that he needed to make that catch, or he's going to need to make another catch to get his confidence up. This kid's a freshman, folks.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a freshman. Came right back to him, and he was up to the task, and he's been up to the task ever since.
And from doing some scouting this year, kind of watching the Sydney Modified program, some big guys and some big-time players down there. Future is bright in Sydney, for sure. Smith throws across the middle, incomplete, and that one got through the hands there of Colby Finch, and then Liam Matthews actually had a chance at it, but he couldn't haul it in. Ball falls to the turf.
Yeah, that was kind of a strange thing. I thought he was targeting Colby Finch, you know, right at the midfield line, and the ball ended up over by Liam Matthews, which he was over by the hash. So two guys, Warriors had attempts, and neither one of them could catch it.
So 8:06 to go, third quarter, 42-6 the score. And Smith trying to lead the Sydney Warriors, maybe get him back in this ball game. Drops back. He's at his own 30. He's got some pressure. Throws out into the flat for Lucas Tanner. Up to the 40. He's brought down, but maybe only a gain of one or two as they got back up to the sticks.
Yeah, nice little play right there by the number 12 for Tioga Tigers. Open field tackle on that screen play. That screen play has been really big for the Warriors all through the year. And number 12 said, nope, you're not getting it. We've seen this. I'm going to stop it.
Clock moves down to 7:40 to go third quarter. A big third and 8 here for the Sydney if they want to keep this drive going as they go left to right. They're nearing midfield. Ball at the 40-yard line. Smith drops back, looks right, pass through the hands of Colby Finch and incomplete. And a fourth down coming up, and I'm assuming the Warriors might roll the dice here.
Yeah, I would think they would. You know, I mean, like I said before, they're down 36, so I think they have to try. Colby Finch didn't, even if he caught that ball, he wasn't going to get the first down because he was so well covered by number 21, Mark DeMario Chambers.
And waiting for the snap here as Smith looks over to the sideline, maybe calling a quick audible here from Aaron Zern as they'll quickly change the play. Play clock down to 15, still plenty of time. Smith drops back, looks to his left, throws a nice lofting pass. Is complete to Liam Matthews, and he's going to take it to the house, to the 30, the 20, the 10. That's good for a Sydney Warriors touchdown. Beat the coverage, and off to the races he goes.
That double move, the little double move on the far left-hand side. He just kind of stopped for a second and then just turned on the jets and ran right by the defender and open field catch, and nobody touched him going into the zone.
And that is the play we've seen time after time from Sydney this season, and they get the job done here with 7:19 to go in the third quarter. It is Tioga 42 and now Sydney 12, and they'll go for two, and we'll see what trickery they pull out of the bag this time as they were unsuccessful on their first two-point conversion.
Yeah, they're coming out like they're going to line up like a normal play tonight, and then they go to the swinging gate, so we'll see what they can do on this one.
Waiting for the snap. They'll throw across the middle. It is complete as Smith finds David Gannon. Complete for the two-point conversion, and it's 42-14 with 7:19 to go in the third quarter. We'll talk about that catch when we come back because it was a great one by Gannon. Again, Tioga 42, Sydney 14. Midway through the third quarter, we'll be right back on CDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Looking for a new local body shop that can fix your vehicle fast and right the first time? Try out Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville. The pros at Thunder Road offer collision repair, custom paint, frame and unibody repair, and classic restorations, all under one roof. They have a brand new state-of-the-art facility that will get your ride looking great in no time. Check out pictures of their amazing restoration work on their Facebook page. Call today at 783-2290. That's 783-2290. Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville is happy to support local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And so an onside kick is attempted here by the Sydney Warriors, and it appears, folks, that the Warriors have recovered at midfield, as there was a huge scrum, and Sydney pulls the trick out of the bag and gets the ball back.
Onside kick, and they did get the ball back, but I have to believe the Warriors touched the ball before the 10-yard mark, and
yeah,
we'll see what happens here. The referees are talking about it right now.
And so the referees are talking at midfield. Tioga fans and players all pointing that they'll get the ball at midfield. Sydney still hyped up about the recovery. It was a bouncing ball, and boy, it went into a mass of people, and it was really hard to see if it went 10 yards or not.
What I want to know, was it Liam? Because Liam was the one that was doing all the onside kicking last year and everything, or was it Smith that kicked the ball?
Yeah, it was a good point, and the official's still looking here as I'm not sure where this is going to go here. And this has been a long discussion here between the Zebra Crew officials.
Sydney definitely came out with the ball, but the problem is I think they touched it at about the 9-yard mark instead of at the 50, which would be 10 yards where they can first touch the ball. But, and if that's the case, if they did deem that, but nobody threw a flag or anything or has marked anything, the officials are just talking about it.
And waiting here, as it looks like, one of the officials is going to come over and talk to the Sydney sideline.
One side is not going to be happy.
Yeah, somebody not going to be happy here. And, you know, this is a play that Sydney routinely went to last year and had great success with it. We haven't seen it as much this year.
Yeah, definitely. They've been doing the more of the pooch kicking kind of thing a lot more this year than the onside kick, but they are giving it to the Sydney Warriors.
So the Warriors will come away with it, as it certainly looked like maybe that was going to get reversed and go back to Tioga, but Sydney gets the ball back at the Tioga 49-yard line. And, wow, an onside kick works here for the Sydney Warriors, as that last Sydney drive was 7 plays, 88 yards, and a minute and 43 seconds. And Sydney's going to go right back to the air. They throw over the middle. Pass is complete to the 30 and down to the 20 for Peyton Mosier, to the 10, to the 5, and he hit the pylon, and he is in for a Sydney Warriors touchdown, and the Sydney sideline is alive.
Yeah, they are alive, and I'll tell you what a nice play. What a nice catch by that young man, and we did tell you about his wheels. Well, he just showed them off, folks. Racing down the sideline to the on the right-hand side, Peyton Mosier tackled right at the one, but he broke the plane with the pylon, and 6 points for the Warriors.
Boy, a huge extra effort there by the receiver, Peyton Mosier, to extend himself and try to get into the end zone, and he does, and that was just a great play. Boy, you can see that speed as he turned the corner, and just like that, it's 42-20 with 7:09 to go here in the third quarter, and they're going to go for two again. Waiting for the snap here to Darren Smith. Still a lot of time left in this ball game here. Is waiting for the snap. They're going to hand one off to Reggie Jimenez. He cuts up through the middle. The two-point conversion is good. And with 7:09 to go in the third quarter, it's 42-22. The Sydney Warriors have life. And we're going to take a quick break and be right back here on WCDO.
Gilbert Plumbing and Heating at Gilbertsville is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. GPH has been serving the Tri-County area for over 25 years. They offer full service for residential or commercial heating, plumbing, or septic issues. They have 24/7 emergency service too. Need something fixed in the middle of the night? Call GPH and you get a real local person. That's the GPH difference. They also offer service contracts so you have peace of mind. Call Gilbert Plumbing and Heating today at 783-2289. That's 783-2289. Find them on Facebook or online at gilbertph.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Tioga 42, Sydney 22. Two straight scores for Sydney. Tim will have that stat for you.
Two straight scores and not 2 minutes. That last play, one play, 49 yards, 10 seconds.
So we'll see if the Sydney Warriors will go for the onside kick here again, as they did. They just recovered one and then scored on the next play. And so it'll be Darren Smith waiting for the kick, and he's going to try the onside kick again. It is bouncing. It is loose, and this time it's picked up by Tioga at the 50-yard line, and the Tigers will hold on to it there. Boy, Sydney did have another chance at that one, Tim.
Yeah, they did, and the ball was bouncing, and I was waiting for the flag on that one, Nate, because that did bounce up over top of the referee's head on the other side. We talked about that early this year, that the new rule, you can't drive the ball down in and have it bounce straight up in the air. It's a safety rule, so you don't light up the guy that's trying to catch the ball. But they did bring it down, and now Tioga will take over on the Sydney side of the 50.
So the Tioga Tigers with the white tops, the navy blue pants, the navy blue with the gold trim helmets going right to left. They haven't scored here in the second half, but Sydney has scored two touchdowns, and it's a 42-22 game with 7:05 to go in the third quarter. Credit to the Warriors for getting back into this game, but Tioga with the ball here once again, and now Sydney is going to take a timeout. And we'll take a quick break and be right back in 30 seconds here on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers & O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers & O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back after the Sydney timeout. Tioga and the Warriors bounce back onto the field with 7:05 to go in the third quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. It's Tioga 42 and Sydney 22. And some special sponsors for tonight's game include SFCU, the Egley Machine Company of Sydney, Amphenol Corporation, Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, and Chambers & O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Well, the Warriors seem to have new life injected into them, but still a long hole to climb out of, down 42-22. Tim, as Tioga gets the ball back, they'll look to run it up the middle with Rockwell to the 40, to the 35, lunging forward, 30-25, and he's finally brought down, I think, by his own momentum as he was tripped up.
Yeah, he was leaning so far forward, that's why he fell. And I'll tell you what, if he keeps his feet underneath him, he may score there, folks. But the run is good for a first down, and the ball will be spotted at 25-yard line of the Sydney Warriors.
And so here are the Tioga Tigers with 6:50 to go in the third quarter. They lead 42-22, and they're trying to add back to this lead as it was 42-6 at the half, but the Warriors have come out in the second half strong. Here's Tioga with a first and 10 with the ball at the 25-yard line deep in Sydney territory. And they'll hand off and look to go up the middle. It's a handoff to Justin Rockwell, and he's good for 5 yards, brought down at the 20.
Justin Rockwell with 5 yards and lead blocker in the hole right off the guard, and tackle gap on the right side, and good yards gained on first down.
And so Tioga moving the ball much like they have throughout the first half. And, you know, Sydney has made some nice plays in the second half, but they're going to have to stop Tioga at some point consistently to try to get back in this ball game. Hutchinson will hand off here on a second and 5, and Rockwell was tripped up short of the first down, maybe picked up 2, third and short coming.
Tanner Gifford came from his outside linebacker spot and made a nice open field tackle. Or otherwise, that running back is probably getting first down yardage and maybe even more.
So again, the Sydney Warriors trying to crawl out of a 42-6 hole at the halftime break, as they now trail 42-22. A third and three, though, as Tioga is deep in Sydney territory with the ball on the 18-yard line going right to left, waiting for the snap, and we're going to have a whistle. Timeout taken here by the Sydney Warriors with 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Coach Matthews out to talk to his guys, and we'll step away for 30 seconds on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you on CDO out of the Sydney timeout. Tioga on the 18-yard line. It's a third and three. Coach Matthews must have seen something here to take this timeout. Maybe he's just trying to drive it home like, hey, we need to stop to continue our offensive momentum, get the ball back here and try to score again.
Yeah, and keep in mind, though, they're inside the 20-yard line, so even if they don't get it on third down, they're probably going to try to get it on fourth down. So it's probably a two-down play.
So 5.5 to go here in the third quarter. Tioga trying to add to this lead. They lead 42-22. Two guys in motion. DeMario Chambers is out to the far side. They're going to hand it off up the middle, and this should be good for a first down. Very, very close. Ball might be loose on the turf here. Some of the Sydney Warriors saying that they have a chance at the ball here, but it appears Tioga held on.
Yeah, it looks like they did hold on, but they are marking it short of the first down, so it is fourth down at about the 20. The 15.
This is a fourth and one. Ball is on the 16-yard line with 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. This could be a big turning point, and we'll see if the Sydney Warriors can hold on defense. And they're going to try to brush one right up the middle. Boy, that's going to be close. A quarterback keeper here for Connor Hutchinson. Both teams signaling, of course, that it's going their way. Let's see what the Zebra Crew says at the bottom of that pile.
Yeah, it's going to be wherever that ball is spotted. If it gets to the 15, I would say it's a first down. If it's shy of the 15, they're giving them the first.
First down, and the Warriors are unhappy with that spot. And the Tigers breathe a sigh of relief as they must have got that one by about the nose of the football there.
Well, what I'm trying to figure out is the guy that's on the Sydney sideline had the best look at where the ball ended or where it crossed the line, but he's not the one that got the call.
Right.
So, I mean, it's like the guy on the other side who had Hutchinson's back in his way, he couldn't see where the ball is. He's the one that gets the spot. So
mysteries of the officiating crew that we'll never know.
The Elmira board.
Yeah. And so here's Hutchinson on a first and 10. We'll hand off to Rockwell. He's tripped up but gets down to the 10. And a little 360 will get him about 4 yards here.
Yeah, we talked about that at the beginning, early in the first half, that inadvertent whistle. All of a sudden, they're gone. They're going to score a touchdown, and all of a sudden, you hear a whistle, and we're like, okay, where's the flag?
Yeah,
no flag. Talk about it, inadvertent whistle. So this Elmira board has got us guessing up here in the booth.
This is a second and 7. Ball is on the 12-yard line here for the Tioga Tigers. Man in motion is Chambers. 3:55 to go here, third quarter. It's Tioga leading Sydney 42-22. The Section 4 Class D Football Championship. Another handoff to Rockwell here on second and 7, and he maybe picks up 3.
Yeah, nice little play on second down and got good yardage and gets it a little closer to a manageable third down distance of about 3 and 4.
So the Sydney Warriors trying to hold on defense, but the whole time this is going on, remember, folks, that clock is moving, and it is all in favor of the Tioga Tigers right now.
And also keep in mind Sydney's used 2 of their 3.
Yeah, so they're only down to 1 timeout here. 3rd and 4, ball is on the 9. Tioga deep in Sydney territory once again trying to pad this lead that they have, and now the Warriors are going to jump offside, it looks like. Sydney pointing that maybe Tioga flinch first, but we'll see.
Yeah, everybody's pointing everybody. It's not me. They're calling it against the Warriors, and that will be a first down for the Tioga Tigers.
Some special sponsors for tonight's game include Waste Recovery Enterprises, Neighbors Insurance, Sydney Gridiron Club, Dr. Rohan J. Asena, better known as Pediatrician Dr. J. in Sydney, Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley Finished Lumber, McDowell and Walker, and Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. All our special sponsors allow us to be here and bring these games to you, and we really want to thank them for helping us out. So 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, a first down after that flag, so it's a first and four. Tioga trying to punch it in here with 2:55 to go here in this third frame, and the ball is on the turf here as Rockwell lost it at the five-yard line. Let's see who comes out of there with it. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it, and still no official signal. Sydney immediately said that they had it, and Tioga is going to hold on to it here. So, boy, either somebody lost it at the bottom of the pile or ripped it back, well, but the Tigers hold on.
And I don't know if you noticed that. That took that referee a long time to get to there. You know, I mean, he knows there's a fumble and there's all that stuff going on at the bottom. Get in here and make the call. And that was definitely a delay.
Boy, there was probably a good 10 seconds at the bottom of that pile, maybe a little less, where, you know, one team might have had it, and you're going to do everything you can on either side to rip that ball back.
Absolutely.
And so Hutchinson somehow got that ball back. It's a second and five now on the five for Tioga. They're trying to get into the Sydney end zone again. They'll hand off, and this time it's to Rockwell to the outside, and the ball is loose, and this time Sydney will pick it up. Reggie Jimenez is able to scoop it up, and the Sydney Warriors have it with Brandon Evans at the five-yard line. Unbelievable.
Yeah, fumble back-to-back, but the Warriors pick up this one, and Brandon Evans with a nice recovery.
Reggie Jimenez came with the strip there. It came popping loose, and the Warriors get it back with Brandon Evans. Huge play.
Yeah, it was, because they thought they had it on the play before, but Tioga got it back, and then they got him back again. So the Warriors have the ball deep in their zone. Ball's going to be spotted just inside the 3-yard line.
Number 21, Gifford,
in the play. Oh, they're saying now that Gifford might have been the one to strip that. And so either way, Brandon Evans was able to scoop it up. And now this will be the Sydney Warriors getting the ball back complete to Liam Matthews. He's at the 10-yard line, at least gets him some room to breathe. And they'll get out to about the 9, maybe the 10, with 2:04 to go here in the third quarter.
Yeah, and Liam Matthews just got a lesson in football there. They kept him up in the air, and he kept trying to fight for the first down, and he took a lick. But he's fine. He's up, ready for the next play. Tough kid.
And so here is Sydney on a second and two, trying to work their way out of their own defensive end of the field here, and they're going to throw one over the middle. This ball is up for Peyton Mosier, through his hands at the 40, and incomplete. Boy, if Mosier hauls that in, he might have been off to the races, or at least for a huge pickup.
Yeah, it would have definitely been a first down and a lot more right there, but the young man could not bring the ball in. He had probably a step and a half on his defender, and it would have been off to the races, but now we have a Sydney Warrior down.
Boy, a great route run there by Mosier, and he just couldn't haul it in with 1:35 to go here in the third quarter. Injured player on the field. We're going to step away with the score, Tioga 42, Sydney 22. We'll be right back on CDO.
Imagine your energy company paid you. With Marabito Energy's 50-50 program, that's exactly what happens. Marabito customers can receive $50 when they refer a new energy user who becomes a Marabito customer. And that new customer also receives $50. It's 50-50 just for choosing the reliable, dependable, and affordable energy of Marabito, where our people make energy different.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. A minute 36 to go in the third quarter. It is Tioga leading Sydney 42-22 here in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. Injured Sydney Warrior is Cameron Chabot. Kind of limping off here with the help of the coaching staff. We will hope he is okay. He's been a big part of the line here for the Sydney Warriors. Had that huge touchdown, fumble recovery for a touchdown last week against Green. We'll hope that he can get back in the game, but it's going to have to be somebody else stepping up here on the line here for Sydney. A third and two. They're at their own 11 after they recovered a fumble, and here is Smith. He wants to run. Smith runs up the middle. Good for a first down across the 15 to the 16. Took a big lick, though, when he went down.
Yeah, nice play call right there. Just get the first down yardage, and that's what the quarterback for the Warriors, Darren Smith, did right there. Got them the first down and got them out of outside the 15.
So here's a first and 10 for Sydney. They're at their own 17 going left to right. Smith with time throws over the middle, and it's knocked down. Kind of a lame duck after it got hit, falls incomplete at the 30.
Yeah, it looks like it got batted down again at the – I mean, because you never see the ball doing that when it's released from his hand the way it's supposed to be, obviously. But when it gets batted down, that's probably the third or fourth one tonight that's gotten batted down.
Well, they've had one fumble recovery and three interceptions, so – the Tioga defense has done a good job here against Sydney, but the Warriors are getting on the right page here in the second half. They throw complete here to Liam Matthews. Great catch. Scooped that one pretty much, it looked like, as it was about to get to the turf, and it was good for about 5 yards.
I think he picked it off his shoelace.
Yeah,
because it was that low. I mean, it really was. What a nice hand. Caught it all with his hands. Great play. Picks up about 5 yards, and it'll bring up third down and five.
And so a third and five. Ball is on the 22. Sydney working their way out of their own defensive end of the field here with a minute 18 to go in the third quarter. Smith rolls out to his right. Smith pulls it down 25 and up to the 27, and he's brought down there.
Yeah, he took a nice little look on that play, too.
Yeah.
So it's going to be close to the first down. We'll see if he got the yardage.
This will be at the 28-yard line. The officials are...
Measurement.
Yeah, going to bring in the chains here with exactly a minute to go in the third quarter. Another good opportunity to recognize some special sponsors for tonight's game, including Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, Ken's Paint Service of Nineveh, Butler Auto Sales on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue across from the Kmart Plaza, Otigo Family Dental, NBT Bank, Rinker Insurance Agency in Afton, Richard Wakeman Construction, and ACO Brands of Sydney. So let's see during the measurement here. This is going to be very, very close. Hard to see, and they're going to get it by about an inch. Boy, oh boy. And they'll move the chains here.
Good first down for the Warriors right there, because you wouldn't have wanted to have that fourth down short, you know, just be short that much and then have it not get it. But they got it, so the ball is going to be spotted at the 27-yard line of the Sydney Warriors with a minute to go in the third.
So late in this third frame, Cameron Chabot, an update on him being attended to by the medical staff here at Binghamton Alumni Stadium, down on the Sydney bench, and looked like maybe his right leg was bothering him a little bit, so we'll keep an eye on that.
He definitely came off under with help from his coaching staff, and then also that right leg did not touch the ground.
Here is Smith, a pass complete over to the left side for Brandon Evans, and he'll get it up to midfield before he's tackled by the Tioga secondary. Another big pass completion there for Sydney.
Yeah, nice little play right there. Usually you don't like to see that, but it was definitely well-designed. They threw it back across the field after they rolled to the right side. He was wide open, and well-placed ball by number 12, Darren Smith.
Up to the 49-yard line at the big Binghamton B here at Binghamton Alumni Stadium. Clock is moving down to 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Smith looks over the middle. He's got a wide receiver open on the far side, but it's incomplete as coverage came down on Mosier there, and it was double coverage, and they knocked it away.
Yeah, see that? Look at the freshman's drawing two coverage, or two guys on coverage already, so I'm looking forward to watching that young man in the next 3 years.
If you can picture Mosier and Matthews, you know, they still have at least 2 years together, just a sophomore and a freshman, and another year for Darren Smith. So the future's bright. They got a lot of good kids coming up. They will lose some pieces this year, but Sydney certainly always finds a way to rebuild, or reload, I should say. Here is Smith on a 2nd and 10. Throws over the middle. Pass complete to Mosier. Good for a first down if he held on, and he did. Down to the 39-yard line with 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Big pass completion there.
Yeah, what a nice catch right there by Mosier, number 5 of the Sydney Warriors. Good for first down yardage. It's going to be spotted at the 39 of Tioga.
And so 30 seconds to go, third quarter. It's Tioga 42, Sydney 22, the Section 4 Class D football championship game. Here's Smith, drops back. He's at the 45, throws complete to Liam Matthews, shakes the tackle, 30, 25, 20, knocked out of bounds at the 19 here for the Sydney Warriors.
First down play, first down yardage, and Warriors are inside the red zone with 17 seconds left in the third.
What a third quarter here for the Sydney Warriors. Tioga has not scored. So far, Sydney's put up 2 touchdowns and maybe driving for a third here with 17 seconds to go in this third quarter. Ball is at the 19-yard line, and Smith barking out the signals. 2 wide receivers split to each side. Smith drops back. He's at the 25. Throws off the back foot into the right side corner of the end zone. Falls incomplete, and Brandon Evans still walking a little gingerly from that last hit.
It looked like he came up lame on that. As he was running for the ball, it looked like maybe something let go in his leg there, because he did stop his stride and couldn't get to the ball.
Well, after he caught that ball at midfield, he certainly came up like he maybe got a little pointer on the side of his leg up near his hip, and he's been a little hobbled ever since, and you can see it right there. So here on a 2nd and 10, they are at the Tioga 19-yard line. Here's Sydney going left to right. Smith drops back again, wants to throw across the middle, complete at the 15 to Evans, going towards the end zone, and he's down at the 1-yard line with 3 seconds left.
3 seconds left in the third. And ball is at the 1. First and goal to go, Sydney Warriors.
And the Sydney Warriors, with 3 seconds to go here in the third quarter, might be able to punch it in. And here is Smith barking out signals. Again, 2 wide receivers to each side. They try a direct snap. They lost it. LT is able to fall on it. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter with the score, Tioga 42, Sydney 22. Fourth quarter coming up. Sydney is going to be right on the doorstep here of the end zone, trying to get back in this ball game. We'll be right back on CDO.
Looking for a new local body shop that can fix your vehicle fast and right the first time? Try out Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville. The pros at Thunder Road offer collision repair, custom paint, frame and unibody repair, and classic restorations, all under one roof. They have a brand new state-of-the-art facility that will get your ride looking great in no time. Check out pictures of their amazing restoration work on their Facebook page. Call today at 783-2290. That's 783-2290. Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville is happy to support local sports on WCDO.
Now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about the basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter. Sydney down 42-22 in the Section 4 Class D championship game here on CDO. But they have a 2nd and 3 with the ball on the Tioga 3. They're going to do a little option pitch to Reggie Jimenez. He's going to be short as they try to get him to the left side. He's brought down at the 1.
Yeah, quick little play, something I haven't seen all year from the Warriors, with a little option look right there. So gets him down to about the 2. They do have 2 plays to get it into the end zone, but they have no chance at a first, so they've got to get in the end zone.
Clock is running. Remember, folks, Sydney down to 1 timeout as well as we start this fourth quarter. They fumble it here on 3rd down. Smith's going to have to fall on it at the 13-yard line. They tried that direct snap again to Lucas Tanner, and he couldn't hold on. Good job by Smith to hold on to it.
Yeah, real nice job by Smith. I'm not really sure what's going on that play, because you haven't done that all year long, really, and it's all of a sudden we do it twice and we have fumbles. I think I would throw that play out.
Fourth and 12 now for Sydney.
And they have to score.
And they got to score here on a, it's 42-22. They got to score on this fourth and 12. Smith drops back. Tioga's bringing the rush. They throw to the end zone. Complete. Touchdown, Sydney. Liam Matthews beats Cross. They're in the back corner, and the Warriors are on the board again.
Wow, what a nice throw. What a nice thrown ball there, and a great catch by Liam Matthews. Klostner, like Nate said, tried to undercut it, didn't get there because the ball was absolutely perfectly placed. Touchdown, Warriors.
Huge play there on 4th and 12 to go for it, and it's 42-28 with 10:57 to go in the fourth quarter. Unbelievable play. I don't know how that ball was fit in that window because Klostner had pretty good coverage, Tim.
Yeah, he did. He was right there, and like I said, I mean, it was absolutely perfect. It had to be where his man could only catch it, and it was, and that's where it was.
So they go for it on a 4th and 12, and it's early in the fourth quarter, and Sydney has gotten back into this ball game. They now trail 42-28, and they're going to go for two.
Run, run.
And so let's see what the Warriors decide to do here. Direct snap over the head of Reggie Jimenez. He's got to chase it back. Ball is loose, picked up here by the Tioga Tigers, and this one is a loose ball, and they're going to run this one back here with Trey Floyd. And we are going to have a whistle as they'll blow this play dead.
Yeah, they can't run the back.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, you're right there, Mr. Official. Blow the whistle.
And he was running, and it looked like they were going to let that one go.
Poor kids are going to get tired out.
So the two-point conversion is no good, and it's 42-28 with 10:57 to go in the fourth quarter after the Liam Matthews touchdown. And we'll be right back here on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. 10:57 to go, fourth quarter. It's Tioga 42, Sydney 28. Tim will have some stats from that last drive.
97 yards it covered, 3 minutes and 15 seconds, and it was 16 plays for the Sydney Warriors.
The two-point conversion failed. And that leaves some big points on the board there, Tim, as the snap was high. So something's going on with the snaps for Sydney right now. Is there was three that were high on that last drive.
Yeah, and the only one that I could think of that I don't think Cameron ever does it is Cameron Chabot, because he's the only guy that's not on the field right now after the injury. So I don't know what's going on. That direct snap that they're trying to do to Lucas Tanner is not working, and the last two snaps to Darren Smith have not been close.
No. And so here are the Sydney Warriors. They have gotten the ball back on a fumble and an onside kick. That has really kept Tioga at bay, especially that fumble, which was a down on about the 3-yard line. And so Liam Matthews, it looks like, is going to kick. He did a lot of the kicking last year when they would go for the onside kick quite often, and we'll expect that they'll go for it here again. As Matthews will line up here, Tioga is hungry and waiting for it, and we will see. And again, remember that new rule. They will blow it dead if it bounces above the head of any of the players on the field, and now they'll blow the whistle. Not sure exactly why they blew this one dead, and the officials are going to have a little conference.
Yeah, that was, like, really quick.
To talk about it.
I mean, they had Reggie in motion trying to get him over on that side.
Mm-hmm.
He did it on the play before. He did it on the play before, and they let it go. So this time, now they blow it. Well, there we go. I don't know. Don't know how to explain it to you.
So they blow that one dead.
Let it go on the one before.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you do it if you're Sydney? You know what I mean? If you get away with it on one time, why wouldn't you go back to it? And now they blow it dead for some reason. I don't know.
And so they'll back it up 5 yards, and Matthews for Sydney will kick from the 35. With 10:57 to go here, fourth quarter. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you on CDO. Also WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. Matthews again will kick now. Looks like he's going to try to aim this one to the right side of the field. Tioga will go left to right if they receive. Jimenez is in motion. Sydney will kick. A low squib is easily kicked up here. That one really didn't get off the turf the way they wanted it. And a flag after the ball is recovered, and Tioga will start for now at about the Sydney 48. So this was a flag from the back. I'm not sure why that one came in.
We're going to find out here in just a second because the white hat's... Oh, it was the white hat. Oh, he's picking up his flag.
Another
goodness gracious.
Another inadvertent flag, apparently.
Yeah. But he didn't blow the whistle.
No, just threw the flag. So 10:57 to go fourth quarter.
Wow.
I wish we could explain that one to you a little better, folks. I apologize, but just been some strange ones here
tonight.
Maybe
the flag just jumped out of his pocket.
Yeah. 42-28 to score. Sydney's done a great job to get back in the game, and now they call on their defense once again to try to answer the call. Cameron Chabot is still out of the game as far as we know here. We'll see if he is able to check back in at all after that last injury. And now a flag on the play. I think Sydney might have jumped.
Yeah, they did. They're definitely offsides on that play. Quarterback drew him off with a hard count and gives him a free 5 yards.
So 10:57 to go fourth quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. Thanks for joining us. As Tioga was up 42-6 at the half, you know, maybe you thought about turning us off, but hopefully you didn't, because Sydney has gotten back in this ball game and they trail 42-28. It is the fourth quarter, but still 10:57 to go, and anything is possible. We've known that from the Sydney Warriors.
And we talked about it coming out of the half. You know, what could the Warriors use as a momentum? Just win the second half.
Yep, and that's certainly what they have done so far. But Tioga, we know they have that big playability, and here it is. Nick Klostner is at the 45 to the 30. Klostner down to the 20, checking for some blocks, down to the 10, 5. Touchdown for the Tioga Tigers. Nick Klostner, a big-time play and a touchdown.
Surprised they didn't throw a flag for unsportsmanlike on Klostner right there, because he was, like, taunting the Warriors all the way down the sideline. And they didn't do it, but it wouldn't have surprised me if they had, because this crew is definitely throwing some flags that we don't know what's going on.
Well, I didn't know if he was taunting or if he was looking for blocks or looking for a flag. I couldn't quite tell.
I don't know. I think he was probably confused as much as we.
So Tioga regains the lead, 48-20. I shouldn't say regains, but adds some extra cushion to this lead. It's 48-28 with 10:45 to go in the fourth quarter. And waiting for the snap here on the extra point. The snap is good. Hold is good. Kick is up and through. Klostner with another big-time TD. And it's 49-28 with 10:45 to go in the fourth quarter. And we'll be right back on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Lang Trucking has provided residential and commercial garbage service to Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. We're proud of our family-run business. We take care of special needs of the individual and offer house calls to seniors or assistance after surgery or rehab stay. If you're moving or house cleaning, our one-time pickup could be the perfect solution for you. So if locally owned and operated is important to you, give us a call at Lang Trucking at 895-6365. Owned and operated by us. The Langs, Lang Trucking of Guilford, proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So Tioga answers back as Nick Klostner breaks free for a 45-yard touchdown, and the Tigers now lead Sydney 49-28 with 10:45 left in the ball game. And Klostner has had a huge impact here today, or tonight, I should say, for the Tioga Tigers.
Oh, there's no doubt, both sides of the ball, too, Nate. I mean, just two interceptions and... you know, a couple touchdowns, maybe three touchdowns.
I think three now. Yeah. Yes, three touchdowns.
Three touchdowns. So he's definitely put his foot forward tonight for the Tigers and has done a really good job.
Tanner Hollenbeck will look to kick off here for the Tioga Tigers. This one bounces. A squib kick is fielded here by the Sydney Warriors, and Reggie Jimenez will gather it up at about the 39 before he's brought down. So Sydney still with some time on the clock, but a lot of work left to do.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of work left to do, and three scores down. So you got to score. You got to get the ball back. You got to score. You got to get the ball back. Score and get the ball back. So it's going to be tough, but they can score bunches of points in very little time. They did score two touchdowns in the third quarter in less than 2 minutes. So
Here is Darren Smith as Sidney goes right to left, starting at his own 35, lofts one over the middle of the field, complete to Liam Matthews at the 25 to the 20, 10-5. Touchdown here for the Sidney Warriors. With 10:32 to go in the fourth quarter, Sidney has answered back again.
All right, so one play.
Wow.
60 yards.
Unbelievable, as, you know, this is the connection we've seen from them all year. But, you know, Tioga has done a pretty good job bottling up Liam Matthews, but now he is breaking free and scores another touchdown, and it's 49-34. Sidney just will not quit.
You have to wonder what they're doing to get him that wide open, because, like you said, he was so well covered in the first half, and
yeah,
now all of a sudden he's finding space, and once he gets in space, folks, he's tough to catch.
And they will go for two, and it's 49-34. This would be big, as they missed the last two-point conversion. And at this point in the game, you can't afford to leave any of these out on the points off the scoreboard, I should say. Play clock's down to five, and Sidney doesn't look organized. Down to three, down to two, waiting for the snap. They're going to have to let it go. They didn't get this one off, and the two-point conversion is no good. So Sidney scores, but the two-point conversion is going to get backed up here.
Yeah, they're going to do it from a little further back on this play, and guessing the regular offense is going to come out and try to get the 2 points. Yep, Darren Smith is coming back out onto the field.
So Smith will come back out, and you know, that's different. We've seen a lot of different looks from the Sidney team on two-point conversions this year, but we really haven't seen anything like this where they've tried this direct snap to Reggie or anything like that. You know, it's usually been to a couple of other guys. But now Darren will have to come back out. It's 49-34. They're going to go for two, but they're going to have to start from the 10. Smith looks over the middle, throws the passes through the hands of Liam Matthews, and he's knocked out of bounds. So the two-point conversion is no good, and we'll take a break. 10:30 to go fourth quarter. It's 49-34. Tioga on top of Sidney here in the fourth quarter in the Section 4 Class D football championship game on CDO.
Are you fed up with overpriced insurance? Then it's time to visit the Rinker Insurance Agency of Hampton. At Rinker Insurance, our insurance specialists can review your current policy to see that you have adequate coverage for the most reasonable price. We handle all forms of insurance, from auto, motorcycle, and snowmobile insurance to homeowners, life, and business. So if you're fed up with overpriced insurance, stop by the Rinker Agency at 191 Main Street in Hampton, or call 639-1930. That's 639-1930. The Rinker Agency proudly supports high school athletics on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
49-34, Tioga on top of Sidney, and it's become a shootout here, Tim, in the fourth quarter with 10.5 to go in the Section 4 Class D football championship game.
Yeah, definitely. Totally different halves for the Warriors, and it's kind of funny because the last three games they have not scored in the second half, and today they've scored most of their points in the second half.
Yeah, so Darren Smith to Liam Matthews for a 60-yard TD, but the two-point conversion failed again, and Tioga leads 49-34 with 10.5 to go. We'll have to expect another onside kick here from Sidney.
Yeah, you would got to believe that's probably 100% chance.
Yeah,
I don't think he's going to kick it. The only other thing he might do, and I'm just looking at it, over here by the 30 and the 20 over to the left side of Liam, there's a lot of room over there. A
lot of room. And so let's see what Liam decides to do here as Matthews will kick off. A squib kick gets through the Tioga Tigers. Kwasner's going to chase this one back to the 5, down to the 2. This looks like it's a live ball, and he picks it up, and they'll blow the play dead. Let's see what the call is here, Tim.
Just going to be, he's blown it dead. It's saying it's a touchback. I thought Kwasner touched the ball, but I guess it doesn't matter in high school. I think once the ball crosses the plane, it is a touchback, and they get the ball at the 20.
Well, that was close, because it looked like Kwasner might have nicked it at the 1 and then picked it up, and Sidney was right there on top of him, and the whistle kind of bailed him out there.
Yeah, it definitely did. I mean, who knows what he would have done if he didn't have the whistle, because he's so elusive, but we might have seen a 100-yard kickoff return.
Yeah, that was looked like it was going to be crazy. So the scoring, speaking of crazy, has continued to be crazy here in the second half. Halftime score was 42-6, Tioga on top. And now it is Tioga 49, Sidney 34. So the Warriors have really done a lot to get back in this game. But is it too little too late? As Tioga will run again with Trey Floyd to the outside, 35-40.
Wow.
And the big fella is on his way to the 45-40. Stops, gets around Liam Matthews, but he just trips him up, and now the ball is loose, and Tioga falls on it back at the 35.
Wow.
Boy, what a cluster, and somehow the Tigers find the loose ball, and it's recovered by Dylan Gowan.
Two wows for me on one play. The first wow was the move that he put on somebody from Sydney at midfield. Absolutely made him drop his athletic supporter. I mean, absolutely. I mean, it just was unbelievable. And that's their fullback.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that guy is a big dude, and he just made somebody look really foolish, but great tackle by Liam, and fumble, but recovered by Tioga at the 30.
Floyd had four touchdowns last Saturday in a win over Harper's Alafton in the semis. Talented runner and a big guy. Trey Floyd, 6 foot tall, 200 pounds. So he is a tough guy to bring down. 9:55 to go, fourth quarter. Tioga on top of Sydney, 49-34. Tioga wants to run it up the middle. They'll go from the 30 down to the 25. And coming off the bottom of the pile, I believe, here is Rockwell.
Rockwell with 5 yard gain on first down and brings up second down and 5 for the Tioga Tigers.
And so Sydney trying to stick in this ball game, and Tioga trying to run a little clock here. And now they're going to stop the clock because the officials want to get together and have a quick word. And one of the officials is going to run through the back of the end zone here. And not sure exactly. He was looking over towards the play clock area. Maybe there was some sort of an issue there. And he's going to come back into the field to play now.
And the puzzled announcers continue.
Yeah, I don't know what. He ran over onto the track and then turned around and came back. So,
And on the other side of the track, UE is warming up
mm-hmm.
for their game. But I don't know why they would stop them.
Yeah. 9:20 to go, fourth quarter. Second and 5 for Tioga. They're on the march again, going left to right as they lead 49-34 here midway through the fourth quarter. They hand off to Trey Floyd. He bounces off a tackler. 15 down to the 10. Floyd still running hard. Sydney trying to bring him down. They finally wrestle him down at the 5-yard line. First and goal coming up for the Tigers.
Yeah, nice play right there. Trey Floyd just manhandled the Sydney Warrior tacklers, 3 of them, and continued down with him carrying them on his back. So nice run on that play right there inside the 5-yard line. So it'll be first and goal for the Tigers.
First and goal for Tioga. They lead 49-34, trying to add to it here. As we look down on the bench now, we'll have to keep an eye on this too. Brandon Evans looks like he's in a good deal of pain with the training staff, and they'll need to get him back out onto the field, I'm sure, on offense as they're trying to get him to go through some stretches here as Trey Floyd will pick it up, and a touchdown for Tioga runs over the Sydney line, bounces in for a Tioga Tigers touchdown.
Nice play right off the right tackle. Give it to the big guy. He worked the hardest on that drive, and he gets 6 points.
And so the Tigers have been able to answer back every single time that Sydney has put some points up on the board. They have just stayed cool, calm, and collected. They now lead 55-34 with 8:45 to go here, fourth quarter, and we'll try to kick the extra point. And so Tioga, this is what they do. You know, this is a team that is battle-tested, has been to the playoffs many, many times with this group, and they're not fazed when another team starts to push back a little bit. The extra point kick is up and good, and we'll take a break. Tioga leads 56-34 with 8:46 to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Got some fall home improvement plans in mind? Area do-it-yourselfers have relied on Jessup House Building Supplies for everything to build anything. House has hand and power tools for every job by names like Stanley, Makita, and Bostich. Plus, you'll find shingles, plumbing and electrical supplies, corrugated pipe, sheetrock, Sicken's deck treatment, paints, and a large supply of lumber. Doors and windows, too. Delivery is available and advice is free. Jessup House Building Supplies is open weekdays 6:30 to 5 and Saturdays until 1. Downtown Sydney Center. And Jessup House has a big selection of stovepipe and insulated chimney systems for the winter heating season.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And so Trey Floyd runs in a 5-yard TD, and the Tigers push the lead to 55-34 over Sydney with 8:45 left in the fourth quarter. Thanks for joining us here on CDO. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Tim Cutting, Jim Tomeo, and Craig Stevens back in our CDO studios in Sydney. And thanks also for joining us on WCDOsports.com, our web stream tonight, courtesy of SFCU.
Craig's on the clock tonight.
He
is.
That guy, workaholic,
wow.
that Stevens guy, you know?
Wow.
So glad to have him back.
Yeah, absolutely. That drive was four plays, 80 yards, 1 minute, 31 seconds for the Tioga Tigers.
And so the Tigers will kick off, and Sydney's offense has come alive here in the second half. Makes you wonder if they'd put points up like this in the first half, what would have happened? We could have hit 100 points tonight.
Yeah, well, we're only 10 away, and there's 8 minutes and 40 seconds to go. So I'm not going to throw that out.
Yeah,
I'm going to say it's possible.
56-34, the score right now. Tioga on top of Sydney, the Section 4 Class D football championship contest, as Tanner Hollenbeck will kick it deep, and the Sydney Warriors will receive. This will take a Tioga bounce and scooped up at the 15 here by Tanner Gifford. And no, it's David Gannon. Excuse me, Gannon picks it up. He's at the 20, cuts it back to the 25 before he's brought down there.
So the Warriors will start this possession at their own 25-yard line, and Darren Smith will bring the Warriors out with 8.5 to go in the fourth quarter.
And so it's been a great effort here by the Sydney Warriors in the second half. Still a lot of time left. Anything could happen, as we've seen over the last few years with Sydney football. But, you know, it would have been very easy to just come out and hang your head down 42-6, and the Warriors have not done that. So kudos to them.
Now, when they came out, and then they got the nice break. I mean, I'm going to say it was a break, because from my vantage point, that ball never did make 10 yards before it was touched by the Warriors touched it before 10 yards.
Here is Darren Smith, steps up in the pocket. He's got a receiver picked off, though. John Worthing steps in front for Tioga, takes it back to the 20 to the 15 before he slips and falls, and the Tigers will get another turnover here against the Sydney Warriors.
Yeah, he just sat back there, waited, and just undercut Reggie Jimenez, actually, was the intended receiver, which would have been different if he had caught that, because that would have been a different way for Reggie Jimenez to score a touchdown, but it is what it is.
And so Worthing steps in front, and now Tioga is going to have a first down, and they're going to be on the Sydney 15-yard line, so knocking on the door again with 8:25 to go in the fourth quarter, and it's going to be a timeout taken here by the Tioga Tigers. So just another opportunity to recognize some special sponsors, including Mirabito Energy Products, Waldron's Floor Covering, Hanalore Kennels, and Tri-Town Regional Hospital. So we'll keep it right here, again, with the score, Tioga 56 and Sydney 34. Boy, this is reminiscent of that game a few years ago. Do you remember Tioga beat Unitigo? I want to say it was 80-56 or something in the maybe 80-40-something in the championship contest, and that's when Unitigo had Fire Ben, Winchester, Marzell, Wilsey, everybody. They were loaded. Comenda, you name them, they had them. So Tioga, that's what I was going back to earlier, that this Tioga team, you throw anything at them, a running team, they've beaten Walton and their style before, and they've been able to handle Sydney or Unitigo that likes to spread.
And like I said, absolutely, they definitely, you know, they definitely were, in the first half, outmanned Sydney on both sides of the ball, and Sydney has made a nice little comeback in the second half, but you spot a team that's that good, that well prepared, and they execute the way they do, 36 points, you're not going to come back and win the game.
No, it's just tough, and Sydney has done everything they can to get back in this game. A lot of credit here to the Sydney Warriors, but I think the whole, you know, maybe it was just a little too deep, and there's still 8:25 to go. I don't want to say that it's impossible, especially the way Sydney can throw the ball around, but Tioga has answered the bell here several times in the second half, and here they have it again after an interception. They hand off Trey Floyd. He's at the 10. He's broken down here by Ed Rayner, but he's inside the 10 down to about the 8-yard line.
Ed Rayner tackled Floyd, but he spun him around, and he made Floyd hit somebody from the Warriors, and that Warrior was slow getting up.
And so, again, it's going to be inside the 5-yard line, as UE and Vestal are warming up here for the Class A championship at 8 o'clock. That one will be going on here at Binghamton Alumni Stadium. The games tomorrow will be at noon, 3 and 6, as they will have the C, the B, and the AA championship games here tomorrow. So it's really a full weekend of football. If you're a big-time football fan, you should stop down here later tonight or tomorrow. Going to be a lot of great talent on display here for Section 4.
And then next week and the week after that, I mean, just to have, you know, that caliber of football in all the classes here in our little area, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, regionals will be held at Union Endicott High School next weekend, and then the semifinals for, I guess they're calling this the West Regional, will be held here, and then the East Regionals at Middletown High School. So, and then the finals are at the Dome, but you're going to get to see a lot of great football teams locally if you want to over the next couple of weeks. So Tioga's going to hand off here again. Trey Floyd cuts back and a touchdown here for the Tioga Tigers with 7 minutes to go. Trey Floyd, his second straight touchdown.
Yep, nice little play right there. And Tioga's just putting the finishing touches on this great game that they played today, and six more points for the Tioga Tigers given to them by Mr. Floyd.
And it's now 62-34 with 7 minutes to go, and they will go for the extra point once again. And so the Tioga Tigers showing that they can put up some points in a hurry, as Tanner Hollenbeck will come out to attempt the extra point here, and he has been flawless since we have seen him last week, and this week hasn't missed an extra point. We'll see if we jinx him here or not, but the kick this time is up and through. Plenty of leg, and it is good. So it's Tioga 63, Sydney 34 with 7 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open Fridays 24 hours and Saturday until 1 a.m.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, alignments, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7, just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
So Tioga leads Sydney 63-34 with 7 minutes to go. And they will kick off, and this one will be fielded here by the Warriors, and they will fall on it at their own 21 with Tanner Gifford. So that's where the maroon and white will start their drive here in the fourth quarter.
Looked like Gifford was going to pick up the ball and run, but then he had trouble picking it up, so he just did the right thing, just covered it up, and Warriors get to start on the possession at their own 21.
So on that last drive, Tioga picked off Darren Smith. It was John Worthing with an INT, so Tioga with another INT that turns into a TD for Trey Floyd as he ran it in from 10 yards out. And Tioga leads Sydney 63-34 with 7 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. And so, let's see. Darren Smith coming out onto the field now for the Sydney Warriors, setting up the offense.
In no hurry, that is.
No.
I mean, they're just taking their time right now. They just want to get the plays underway and see what they can do.
And they'll hand off here to David Gannon, slicing through the middle of the pack there. Good for about 7 or 8 yards out to the 30-yard line as Sydney goes right to left.
And now I can see why Darren was taking his time. He looks to be a little bit hobbled here.
Well, so, we've said he's taking some big-time shots tonight.
Yeah. And the thing is, he does. He stands in there, and he'll deliver, wait to the last minute to let that ball go. And when you do that, you are going to take a shot because you've brought that defender that much closer to you. So he may be a little hurt.
And so now they'll look to run it up the middle again. This is going to be very close to a first down as Gannon comes off the bottom of the pile across the 30 to the 32, and it looks like it will be enough to move the chains for the Sydney Warriors.
Yep, nice two little runs for David Gannon. Good for first down yardage.
So Tioga, after that last touchdown, second straight by Trey Floyd, leads Sydney 63-34. So we hit 5:45 to go in the fourth quarter. A handoff here on a first and 10, swinging to the outside for Gannon, maybe good for two. And just a reminder, stay tuned for the post-game show. Right after the final whistle here tonight, we'll give our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose from NBT Bank, the Catalog Outlet, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. And a lot of worthy candidates here tonight.
Yeah, and you don't usually see David Gannon trying to stretch the defense on the outside like that, but he did a nice job, got a couple yards, maybe three, brings up second down and 7, but Reggie Jimenez comes in to run.
Yeah, Gannon looked a little shaken up after that last play. They'll go to Jimenez. He runs it up the middle, good for about 3 yards. And, you know, you got a feel for a bunch of these seniors that are out there right now. Of course, the guy who just carried the ball, Reggie Jimenez, a senior that was a big part of that group, Brandon Evans, Lucas Tanner, all these guys that have been, you know, Ed Rayner, have been huge pieces. This will be the last, you know, 4 or 5 minutes of their football, at least high school football career out now for the Sydney Warriors. The pass out to Leah Matthews. He's at the 45 to the 47. That's been a great matchup tonight, Matthews against Klossner of Tioga.
Yeah, and Klossner right now is just in the mode of, all right, I'm going to let you catch the ball, but you're not going to score. I'm going to make sure I push you out of bounds, or I'm going to tackle you. You make the choice.
Two athletic, very, very quick guys. Yeah. And, you know, they've each kind of won a battle against each other at various times tonight, but it looks like Tioga might win the war here tonight. As they'll run, this is Jimenez again for Sydney across midfield, really hard running across to the 46.
And again, very difficult to find when he has the ball because he gets in behind that big line of the Warriors and then mixes in with the defenders of Tioga. And like I said, he is very hard to find. So he got a good 4, maybe even 5 yards on that, brings up second down and 6.
4:15 to go, fourth quarter. It's Tioga in control, 63-34. They'll hand off to Jimenez. He's at the 40, wants to cut back to the 38 here. Still just won't go down, and finally tackled here by the Tioga Tigers. But another first down for the Sydney Warriors.
Yep, another first down. Reggie Jimenez is doing a nice job, like Nate said, taking his high school football career to the end. And I know one thing, that kid will not give up.
No, he is... been the definition of heart, I believe, over the last couple of years for this Sydney team. And, you know, you think about a lot of these guys who were seniors a couple of years ago. They weren't, you know, on the best team in their sophomore year. It was kind of a rebuilding mode, and look where they've come over the last 3 years.
Yeah, definitely. They really have done a nice job with this group of kids. What Nate's referring to is the varsity team had a bunch of kids get hurt.
Yeah.
And they had to bring a bunch of kids up from the modified level and just so they could play football.
Yeah.
And these kids took a beating. And, you know, and they didn't give up. They stuck with it and played hard, and they did everything they could, represented Sydney well.
Here's Smith on a 2nd and 9, complete to Leah Matthews, shakes a tackle to the 20, down to the 18, and another catch for Leah Matthews.
Nice little play to the outside, little out pattern for Liam Matthews, catches the ball, makes Klossner miss, which I didn't think that was possible, but he did. Made Klossner miss, and now we have a timeout for Tioga.
Timeout is taken by the Tioga Tigers. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. 3:23 to go in the ball game. It's Tioga 63 and Sydney 34. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. It appears that Tioga will take on Dodgeville from Section 3 next week as they win the Class D title 50-38 over Bishop Ludden. And I'll read you a tweet here in a minute as Reggie Jimenez is going to throw, and this one into the back of the end zone for a Sydney touchdown with 3:15 to go in the fourth quarter. A big-time play, and in the back of the end zone, we're still waiting to see who exactly that was that hauled it in.
Yeah, nice little looked like it was going to be that little sweep play for Reggie out to the right side, but he stopped and made a nice little halfback pass. And the receiver, we still can't see it.
81.
80?
Trenton Bedine.
Excuse
me, yeah.
Trenton Bedine.
We were holding to see if it was Colby Finch, who's number 80, or Trenton Bedine, number 81. And as they were over on that same side on the right side, so they scored to make it 63-40.
We hit 100 points, folks.
And Darren Smith on the two-point conversion, looking for Leah Matthews. A great catch. Gets both feet inbounds with Klossner right there, and the two-point conversion is good. With 3:16 to go in the fourth quarter, it's 63-42. So Sydney comes back, and the pass from Reggie Jimenez finds Trenton Bedine, and he hauls it in. We're going to step away. Again, Tioga 63, Sydney 42, with 3:16 to go in the fourth. We'll be right back on CDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school football on WCDO. Make sure you check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and so much more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks that you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Good luck, area athletes from Jake's Deli of Otego.
If you heat with oil, call Marabito Energy Products. Whether you need a single fill-up or automatic delivery for a year, our affordable pricing is designed to keep you warm. Our new customer care center provides real-time ground control of all our fuel deliveries. So when you call, we can search for a driver closest to you for timely delivery. Call, save, stay warm. Marabito Energy Products, where our people make energy different.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 3:15 to go, fourth quarter. It's Sidney trailing Tioga in the Section 4 Class D football championship game, 63-42, as Reggie Jimenez on a trick play passed to Trenton Bodine, and then the two-point conversion was good. Little squib kick here is recovered by Tioga, and they will start at their own 35. Just wanted to mention this. I was checking on that Dodgeville score. That's who looks like Tioga will play next week. And this was from the Observer Dispatch, the newspaper up that way, saying that, yes, Dodgeville will play Tioga, and Tioga is tough, has been for a while, should be a great matchup. So the Section 3 people know what's coming.
Well, sure they do. You know, I mean, they've seen them over and over again. You know, they know what they're going to be facing, and I think can't take anything away from Dodgeville either, because they're perennial.
Another great program. Small school class, you know, C or D, depending on the year, football program, and that should be a great game.
Yep.
Tioga and Dodgeville next week.
Right down here in
UE. Yeah. So if you're a football fan and you just want to see a great game, that might be a good one to go to. 2:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Tioga trying to kill some clock here as they go to Klostner. He cuts back to the left side. Klostner at the 35, cuts back 40. Up to the 45, Klostner still on his feet before he's brought down after a gain of 10.
Yep, nice little play. And all he was doing was just trying to keep the clock going. He didn't want to get out of bounds and have it stop. So, but the clock will stop to set the ball in the chains and first down, and the ball is about the 45-yard line.
So 2:35 to go, fourth quarter, and the clock continues to tick down. And this is a Sidney season. They are going to finish 8-2. Nothing to be ashamed of. Win your division, get to the Section 4 Class D football championship game for the second year in a row. I think as the sting of this wears off, these guys will be very happy with how this season went.
Right. Yeah, I think they will, too. And like you said, Nate, you know, yeah, you're losing your last game and you're not going to be Section 4 Class D champions this year, but you did a nice job in your league and everything and represented the school well. And, you know, like you said earlier, they could have come out and done just laid down because it was a 36-point deficit, but they didn't. They stayed in the game and did what they could to try to make it, you know, good effort.
Hand off here to Trey Floyd. He's still running down the sideline to the 10, down to the 5. And a huge run there from Trey Floyd of Tioga from near midfield. And, folks, if I'm not mistaken, he might have lost his shoe as he comes off. Yes, he did. He lost his shoe at about the 30 and ran about 20 yards without a shoe and was brought down inside the 10-yard line.
Fullback running out of his shoe.
Yeah, I saw the shoe pop off at about the 30, maybe the 35, and he just kept going, and that hurts my toes just thinking about that with all those sharp cleats down there. But he didn't care. He kept running.
He kept going, and Tioga's knocking on the door again. We'll see if they just tuck it away or try to put another point on the board here.
Minute and a half to go. Clock's still moving. Play clock's at 10. And Hutchinson is down at the 10-yard line. Let's see what they decide to do. He is going to take a knee in the victory formation. Classy move here by the Tioga Tigers as they are just going to let this clock move down here a little bit and accept the victory. And they are going to be Section 4 Class D football champions. Of course, they didn't win this game last year. They lost in the playoffs. The last time they won this, 2015, they went on to a state title.
State champions. And these kids have tasted that because they were all sophomores the seniors, that is, were all sophomores at that time, and they know what it's like to win a state championship, and they're on that road again, maybe.
Clock down to 45 seconds to go, and this has been a fantastic victory tonight here for the Tioga Tigers, as they're going to walk away with a 63-42 victory over Sydney. 35 seconds left, they'll take another knee, and this is going to be our final score. And you want to stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. The Sydney Warriors will finish the season 8-2, and a lot of credit to Sydney as they did not lay down here in the second half, came back, gave it a valiant effort, but Tioga will defeat Sydney to be the 2017 Football Section 4 Class D champions. They'll play Dodgeville next week in regionals. It's 63-42, Tioga over Sydney. Postgame show coming up on CDO.
Everyone's got a room in their home that needs a little love. Catalog Outlet Stores have the perfect selection in furniture, decor, and mattresses to make that room special again. At three great locations in North Norwich, Unadilla, and Oneonta, our showrooms have name brands you know and trust, like Ashley, Klossner, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and a whole lot more. Our buyers know the great looks to make your room come together. From designer sofas, bedrooms, recliners, dining sets, sectionals, and more. And our sleep specialists take your sleep comfort serious. Brands like Simmons Beautyrest, Gold Bond, Sierra Sleep by Ashley, and others. And you'll find one- and two-sided models. Nobody sells mattresses for less. We'll find the perfect size, style, and comfort so you get a great night's sleep every night. Come in now to all three Catalog Outlet locations. Martin Brook Street, Unadilla, Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and State Highway 12, North Norwich. Open 7 days a week or shop online. CatalogOutletOnline.com for the lowest prices, best selection, and service always with a smile. Catalog Outlet, offering you the best for less since 1989.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back one last time to Binghamton Alumni Stadium. Our final score, Tioga defeats Sydney 63-42 to win the 2017 Section 4 Class D Football Championship Contest. And boy, the scoring recap would be about an hour long, so just know, folks, it was a whale of a second half because it was 42-6 at halftime. And we said, you know, that a great moral victory for Sydney would be to come out and win the second half, to not hang their heads. And boy, they did it here tonight.
Yeah, 36-21 in the second half. So nice job by the Sydney Warriors. And hats off to the Tioga Tigers, because I'll tell you what, they're going to represent Section 4 very well in the state tournament.
Yeah, they certainly are. They will face Dodgeville, who was a 50-38 victor up tonight in the Dome over the Bishop Ludden team and the Section 3 Class D championship game. So that was a big game for Dodgeville as they get back to the state tournament after losing to Onondaga last year. So it'll be Tioga and Dodgeville next week in regionals down at Union Endicott's Ty Cobb Stadium. So congratulations to them. But, you know, just the turnovers were too big tonight for Sydney to get over.
And what they didn't do in the second half was turn the ball over. And in the first half, they did. They had three interceptions and two fumbles in the first half.
Let's do our three awards here, Tim. Brought to you by NBT Bank, the Catalog Outlet, as well as Echo Brands of Sydney. First, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years. And proud to support area high school athletes. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC. We'll give that tonight to Connor Hutchinson from Tioga. I really thought he set the tone today. He's the quarterback. He had the opening two touchdowns, including that long, long run, and several through the air as well. That one to Nick Klossner, the 50-yard bomb. right before halftime was a thing of beauty. He's our offensive player of the game.
Yeah, well deserving for the man, young man from Tioga. He absolutely just owned Sydney on the option, and whether he pitched the ball or whether he took it on his own. So good job.
Next up is the Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, your store for over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture, visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. We talked about one guy during the break, but I'm going to switch it back to another guy we talked about. Let's go Ed Rayner.
Yeah.
You know, a guy down in the trenches, worked his butt off this season. A lot of those guys don't get the recognition they deserve. Let's go Ed Rayner tonight. Several big tackles, and I thought he was a key for Sydney on the line.
Yeah, he definitely was. He kept Sydney in the game in the early parts of the game. In the first half, because he was really owning the inside.
Yeah.
He just got rid of his blocker and did a good job, made a tackle. And if he didn't make the tackle, he was in the backfield disrupting the play. So good job, Ed Rayner.
Finally, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO in Sydney. Proud to support local youth and our communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. Our man Nick Klossner tonight from Tioga. Two interceptions, three touchdowns. He did a little bit of everything tonight. He did not play last week against Harper's Elafton. Thought he added a whole new element and dynamic tonight here for the Tioga Tigers.
Yeah, he definitely did. I mean, wasn't in that game like Nate said, and I'll tell you what, Sydney didn't have an opportunity probably to see what an impactful player he was. Well, they did tonight. Good job, Nick, and good luck to the Tioga Tigers.
Yeah, so Tioga will play Dodgeville from Section 3 in regionals next weekend, and that's it for our 2017 football season. You know, it's a great year. All our local teams that we cover here on CDO are now done, with Sydney being the last one. Again, Sydney finishes 8-2. Another fun ride, Tim. It was great.
Oh, yeah, absolutely great year. A lot of fun to watch. And, you know, one thing I do want to say about the Sydney Warriors, you know, they did end it off with a loss. They had a great year, like Nate said. But the other thing they have to think about is, look at what we got coming back. They had some very, very young people in key positions that are going to be back, and Darren Smith is supposed to be back as well. So
Let's
see what the Warriors can do next year, folks.
Darren Smith will be a senior. Liam Matthews will be a junior next year. Peyton Mosier continues to come on like he did here tonight. He'll be fantastic. And I know from talking to some people around town and everything that the modified program had a great year. So, you know, the future is bright here for Sydney football. The numbers are strong. It's going to be interesting, though. We talked a little bit off the air. There could be some restructuring of Class C and D, and some schools like Sydney, like Tioga, could be up in C next year, and D could go from three divisions to two. It's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah. I mean, when they do all that stuff, I can't imagine what goes through their conversations and stuff about, okay, this team stays here, they go there, you know, all that stuff, because I would never want to have to do anything like that, especially when it is an impact on kids. So, you know, but I'm sure they'll do the best that they can and use the information that they have and make the right decision for all schools in Section 4.
Yeah, with you know, with our small schools now, the numbers can fluctuate so much from year to year with class sizes that it can really you know, play havoc with your sports programs, because you'll see, you know, I've heard a lot about other schools, perhaps, you know, the same thing in other sports, having to go up and down from C to D, and that can be tough. So we'll see. That's still a year away, and for now the Sydney Warriors can enjoy an 8-2 season and runners-up in Section 4 Class D football. So, Tim, a big thank you to you.
Thank
Another
you,
great
Nate.
Season.
Thanks, Jim, back in the studio.
Yeah.
And tonight, Craig was there.
Yep.
Really enjoyed working with you again this year, Nate. And keep listening to this guy, folks, because he's the real deal.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's great to have good help around, that's for sure. And basketball season's right around the corner, and we're going to have a full slate of games. We did 50 basketball games last year, and so we're going to have, you know, 3-4 a week again, as Jim and Craig are probably rolling their eyes back in the studio. But that's our goal, bring as many local sports games to you as we can. And check out WCDOsports.com. You can listen back to these games anytime, courtesy of SFCU, at our game audio archive. We also have our Twitter feed there. We're still going to be following soccer, cross-country, volleyball, and field hockey this fall. So there's a lot still going on over the next couple of weeks. So check that out at WCDOsports.com. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Again, our final score here in the Section 4 Class D Football Championship game, Tioga 63, Sydney 42. Enjoy your night, stay warm, and have a good one from CDO Sports.